Tokyo Chatter.
Hi.
Okay, in this section of the program, we're inviting interesting guests to hear about their lifestyle and experiences in Tokyo through their eyes.
Hi. ね、今週も先週に引き続きゲスト来ております。ゲストの紹介お願いします。
Yes, so we have with us today our special guest, Ms. Tasnuva Tahia from Bangladesh. She was at her apartment tower mansion in Toyosu 45th floor on March 11 during that earthquake. And today we would like to hear about what kind of information would have been helpful in such kind of a disaster or emergency situation.
Okay, the main thing was that the power supply was on, so I could turn on the TV and listen to what the newscaster had to say. All of them were in Japanese, but I understand Japanese more or less, but for people who are yet to learn Japanese, for them, I think that was not enough. Not enough in the sense that it was true. It's all fully in Japanese, so it was hard for them to get to know what was happening.
Yes, of course.
Even for us who do understand some Japanese, when we wanted to have more news or from a different perspective, when we switched on to some other English channels, for example, BBC, CNN, or Al Jazeera, they had totally confusing news, which yes. did not really match with what the Japanese newscasters were saying. So that was very confusing. So it's but when we listened to the Japanese version alone, it was very helpful in the sense that it was very relieving. We were relieved. We were, we understood that nothing big was happening. So it would be good if the Japanese news were also in English.
Actually, which is perfect because My Eyes Tokyo, we want to do that for the foreigners living in Tokyo
or an
in Japan.
We'd
like to, you know, inform the foreigners about information like that with Twitter, Facebook, because I understand during the earthquake, you were able to use the internet?
Yeah, we were able to use the internet. Since this program is about giving information to the foreigners, I would like to give one information to the foreigner listeners of this program, which is there is a channel called NHK International, which is available if you pay for it, and available overseas. For example, my parents could see NHK International, and it's fully in English, and that's very helpful because it's a translation of the Japanese version, which we see sitting in Japan. So that's very helpful instead of listening to BBC and CNN.
Did you have that channel at that time?
Yes, I did have that channel at that time. So, so I was switching on and off to Japanese version and NHK International English version, and they were pretty similar.
Okay, so that's actually a good information to know. But so you're saying it's a paid channel?
I think so. It's a paid channel.
So it's like cable. You have
cable,
to actually
subscribe
to that channel.
To that channel.
I see. Okay, we will follow that up with more information on that on our Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
We'll try to find information on how you can subscribe to that. But that's a good piece of information to
Thank
know.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Well, how about aftershocks? I mean, you know, definitely after the big one, there were a lot of aftershocks. I understand. I think there were like 900 aftershocks since March 11. Yes, yes. 901 it was
yesterday. We were counting. Last time we were counting how many aftershocks occurred at that day.
Uncountable, I guess.
No, actually, on our Facebook, there is a map of Japan and exactly where the aftershocks were since March
11.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. And it was 901.
Wow.
Yes. So, you know, yeah, but I mean, you know, some were small. But yeah, so, I mean, weren't you worried? Like, did you know that it's not possible for another big one to come? Or did you think, oh my God, a bigger one's going to come?
Yes, actually, the news was saying that there would be a big one coming in three or 4 days. That piece of information was really, really scary.
Right.
And the aftershocks was, oh my God, horrible.
Right.
Because on 11 March night, there were aftershocks all through the night, right? And we couldn't sleep. We just sat and glued to the TV, listening to what was actually happening and what would be happening.
Yeah.
I would say the aftershocks were probably more scary than the than the earthquake itself, because aftershocks came on and on and on, and it wouldn't stop.
Every few minutes, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I would say that I was getting traumatic. Because, even if there weren't any aftershocks, I felt like I was moving. I felt like things were moving,
like you're on a boat all the time.
It was like that.
I felt like that too.
So I couldn't sleep three consecutive nights.
Oh.
And because one more thing is that our mansion, our building has uh-huh. that earthquake alert. Uh-huh. That's scary. That's
so
that was
you
really
actually
scary.
Prefer uh-huh. not to have the
not
alert?
To- well, sometimes it's helpful.
Yeah, actually,
but when there are 900 aftershocks, you don't really want to hear right. all the time.
Right. But what actually, like, what information would have, you know, been, you know, something that would have comforted you at that time? Uh-huh. Like, maybe an evacuation place that you would have known beforehand? Or mm-hmm. would you wanted to know, like, maybe, if, you know, what to pack in your mm-hmm. rucksack to run with? Uh-huh. Or
exactly. Yeah, that would have been really helpful because we didn't have any preparation. We didn't have any, as you said, no rucksack right. with emergency uh-huh. stuffs inside. Even we didn't have a...
helmet?
No. Actually, we had nothing. We didn't have any canned food, any dry food. Uh-huh. We had nothing. It was just the regular stuff that we buy, uh-huh. but no special stuff for the earthquake. Mm. Well, I wouldn't say that the information wasn't enough. There were information. Mm. For example, when I went to the Japanese school, they always gave us some mm-hmm. information what to yeah. do when there would be an earthquake.
Yeah,
but
mm-hmm.
it's our fault that we didn't follow. Mm-hmm. But if there were... I don't know. Maybe the information weren't strong enough.
Right. Yeah. Or maybe if there was an actual drill, would that have helped?
Probably yes.
Because I think a manual. I don't know if anybody would take it so seriously.
Yes, that's true. Because for example, in our building, we live on the 45th floor, mm. and there are two more floors on top of us, 48th mm-hmm. floor. So I knew that there was a helipad on top of our building, mm-hmm. and they would rescue us if there is any big thing, if it was required. And I was wondering what to do. Shall I go up and wait there for a helicopter to rescue me or go down? Uh-huh. And I didn't have the exact information what to do at that point of time. I would say that was not enough. Uh-huh. But I don't know what happened for people who were living in a low-rise building. Mm-hmm. Maybe for them it was easier to get out of the building. But mm-hmm. for us mm-hmm. who are living in a high-rise mm-hmm. building, that was something that we would like to know more about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Mm. So that, the actual, procedure what to do at that time. Like, are you actually supposed to go up on the rooftop? Mm. Or?
Yeah, but the people from the emergency center of our building did tell me to stay in the room.
Oh, I see.
Or stay somewhere under, for example, under the table or somewhere uh-huh, that uh-huh. is safe. So I think that was enough for that point of time. Uh-huh. I wouldn't say that uh-huh. I didn't have any information. Uh-huh. I did have some
right.
information.
そうか。じゃあ、まあ災害の時、そのどんな、まあこれからです、これからですけど、mm-hmm. どんな情報があって欲しい、which kind of information do you want? For the preparation.
Yeah, so you would say more information to prepare
help
for
you.
In the future.
Mm.
Is there some information that would help? For example, would you want an actual list of what to prepare in your rucksack? I mean, because...
Yes. I think that there are some home centers or some shops mm-hmm. do sell rucksacks
yes.
having
yes.
all the
emergency
stuff inside.
Yeah, material. Right.
With food and etc. Lights and batteries. I think everyone should have one of those at their homes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And there should be a guidance from the Kuyakusho from the city office mm-hmm. that you should have one of those. Mm-hmm. Per person in the family prepared at your home. There was no such guidance from the Kuyakusho city office.
Okay.
So that's one piece of information that is lacking.
そうですね。はい。ありがとうございます。ということでですね、白熱したトークでした。今週もね。はい。このトークの内容はですね、日本語では番組終了後にアップするブログ、あとFacebookとか、そういったところでですね、日本語でお伝えしますので、ブログに関しては fm840.jp のトップページから入ってマイアス東京のアイコンをクリックしてください。それでどうでしょう、ニキズキッチンというところでですね、料理の先生してますね、タイヤさんね。これ教室どうですか、教室の状況は。How's it going?
Oh, it's going fine, but for the time being, it stopped because of the earthquake and the other disasters. But it will resume soon, maybe from the end of this month. It's really fun. I always look forward to having
this month, April, the end of April.
It might start from the end of April. It's not sure yet.
あ、そうなんだ。
But from May, it's going to start.
Okay.
That's good.
じゃあ5月からまあ再開するかもねということですね。はい、ありがとうございます。ではですね、ちょっと。タイヤさんの favorite song、mm-hmm. ちょっとねお送りしましょうか。それでちょっとまあお別れということで、はい、紹介してください。
Can you introduce us your one of the popular songs again?
Sure,、it's a pop song.
Oh, okay.
And it's、one of the popular songs、mm-hmm. in Bangladesh. It's a song for the young people.、Mm-hmm. It's a song、for the new generation. It says,、it calls the younger generation, the new generation, to come up and do something、oh. to rebuild、oh. the nation,、
perfect.
To rebuild、mm-hmm. the country.
なるほど。
Perfect theme.
ね、exactly. The name of the song is Ke Dake, or、uh-huh. Who is calling in English.、
はい okay.
So it's a new generation, the new time that is calling us, the young people, the new generation.
はい、ありがとうございます。はい。
Okay, our guest last week and this week is some Tasnuva Tahia from Bangladesh. Thank you very much for being with us and for telling us your experience.
Thank you very much, all.
Thank you.
後半の東京チャダーなんですけど、まああのね、外国人に必要な情報ということでですね、お聞きしてまいりましたけども、お二人にとってもどうでしょうね、まあ、例えばアリンさんとかね。
Yeah, as a foreigner, yeah, we really need、some useful information、when we deal about yeah, this kind of disaster、or some emergencies、
And from what、Tahia was saying,、you know, it's、very important to have information prior、to a disaster to be prepared、for such a, you know, occurrence.、So she actually gave us a lot of、information that was good, yes,、and it was a learning experience for、us too.、And also how to prepare our、website and、Facebook、that would be more, yes,、you know, useful for foreigners living in Japan. Yeah.
そうですね。だからそれでさっきね、言ってくれましたよ、マヤさんが。こういう時こそマヤス東京があるんだと。
Yes, ね、that's our mission.
そうですよ、そうですよ。つまりテレビとかで、つまり言ってたのは、テレビとかでその NHK のニュースはこう言ってる。だけども、アルジャジーラ、CNN、BBC、こう、ちょっとギャップがある。
Yes, because you know, a lot of、foreign news, they sensationalize a lot of things.
そうそうそうそう。
And、it was very exaggerated.
そうです、そうです、そうです。
Yes, and if you listen to both, how Tahir was saying,、ね、you'll be confused.、So, you know, it's good to have one source of information,、but, you know, also in foreign languages,、to inform foreigners.
But have the same meaning.
Yes,、yes.
あと、タイヤさんおっしゃったのは、これ区役所。区役所とかで、まあ、彼女が住んでた江東区なんですけど、まあ、中央区でも、まあ、似たようなものだと思うんですけど、区役所での情報が足りてるかどうかですよね、例えば。
Yeah, but actually, I think we have、some information written in English in Jewel City. Yeah, I saw it in the website,、but I don't know if it's in...
Actually, my only observation from that is、it's very one-sided.、if you don't look for the information, you、will not notice it. You know?、So it actually, I think it's good for them to make more effort、to, you know,be more visible.
Yeah, or distribute some booklets.
Yes, yes.、You know, or when you register
in English,
as a foreigner there,、you know, they should give some、more information about things like that.
そうですね。はい。だからまあ、もっともね、ちょっとまあ、日本のその、まあ、いろんなところですね、情報ソース、お役所さんとか、まあ、そういったところもね、まあ、もっと、まあ、キープゴインっていうか、まあ、頑張ろうかっていう感じですね。
そう、頑張れ。
頑張れ。いや、頑張れで、ね、頑張ってください。
頑張ろう。頑張りましょう。
共に頑張りましょう。
はい。
はい、ということでですね、来週もね、皆さんにとって役に立つ情報をね、たくさんお届けしたいなと思ってます。ちょっとお二人からも English でちょっとお願いしますけど。
Yes, so、stay tuned with us again next week because we will be bringing you more useful information in making your life in Japan comfortable and convenient.
そうですね、ということでよろしくお願いします。 Radio